Hello, I'm Jean-Luc Plouvier, artistic coordinator of the Ictus Ensemble, on the ensemble of music on the same site than the Rosas Dance Company.
So there's going to be a big celebration the beginning of February, cultural celebration. What is Ictus doing for that?
Yes, we have new size shared with Rosas and Parts, and all the festival, opening festival, is a celebration bit of the history of the Rosas Dance Company career linked to the Ictus Ensemble. And basically we chose a kind of seminal work called Rosas sans Rosas, composed by Thierry Demey and Peter Vermeer in the early 80s, rearranged for a brand new cast. And there is another series of concert and dance based around a historical work composed by the Dutch composer Louis Andriessen called Oketus, which is not directly linked to the Rosas and Ictus history, but which was a kind of strong influence at this time, and to the Belgian artists interested by the gradual process of American minimalism, but in quest of something different, more political, more rebel. And Louis Andriessen was this Dutch composer who would make a kind of hybridization between American minimalism and something coming from the jazz, the free jazz, and Stravinsky, kind of violent side of the minimalism. We saw the Californian contemplative attitude, something more harsh. And we played a piece written in 1976 by Andriessen called Oketus, which is a remarkable apex, an exception in the history of music. A piece for two musical ensemble set on the very left and the very side of the stage and playing like a kind of ping-pong or tennis game. They don't play a single note together. They just build rhythms by answering to each other.
My name is Tom Powles, guitarist and also director of the Ictus Ensemble. So on the 30th of January, there is indeed the premiere of Oketus at 7 o'clock in the Rosas Performance Space. This performance lasts half an hour, so it's a concert. We have 2 times 10 musicians, 10 musicians on the left side of the space, 10 others on the right side, and in between there's 2 dancers, 2 Rosas dancers that will realize choreography on that by Anne-Theresa de Kersmacher.
I wanted you to talk about what you've done in the space, how the two groups are coming together and how are they going to use it.
I'm very, very happy that we can open our new spaces to the audience. End of January, for a full month, there's many, many activities. But also, it's opening the spaces to a whole community, I would say. We are very happy now to have 3 studios at our disposal. So storage, 2 offices, the meeting room. This enables us today to continue what we were doing the past 30 years almost, continue to rehearse, produce our own projects, but welcome even more continuously our students. We monitor, these are students from the Conservatory of Ghent mostly, but also open our studios to colleagues in Brussels. There's a real need for rehearsal space. So there's also the reality today, since actually quite a while, that the colleague musicians finds us and we can more easily today accommodate these requests. And we are now finding a new structure to do that. So there's, and this is, I think, also what is happening on the other side of the building, as you've seen here, when you came in through the main entrance. On the right, there's our studios. On the left, there's the studios of Rosas. If you continue, there's the performance space. On the left, there's a new tower where there's 3 new studios of Parts. And then there's the school still in its old building. So there's a whole new web of spaces that is also put into service of the larger community, largest dance community. So there's a Brussels Dance Workspace that is rehearsing here. There's Platform K rehearsing regularly. There's the master. Parts has 2 kinds of programs. There's a bachelor program and a master program. So in this sense, the whole renovation is a culmination of a process of transformation also.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
And thank you very much.
Thank you.